Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And when he said prepare for emergency landing, I took my earbud out and I looked at my the two people in my row. I said, did he just say water landing? And they said, Yeah.
Prepare. We're going to put this thing in the drink.
Oof. Weren't expecting that.
We regret any inconvenience the sudden cabin movement might have caused. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning. Put that calendar, right? A lot of folks back in the work mode today, but it is Tuesday, not Monday.
Mm-hmm. So you seem well-rested, by the way. You enjoyed your holiday
since
weekend.
Since whenever. I can tell you last time I was well-rested. I want to remind you, you can watch us live on the YouTubes anytime or by clicking the Watch Now button on our app or WTMJ.com. Text WATCH to 855-616-1620 if you want to watch along. And everything we've done so far on our podcast page right now. Mm-hmm. I want to open with this because it kind of snuck in right before the busy holiday weekend. And I want to make sure, I think some folks probably are about to hear these words for the first time. So you just kind of lose track of things going into
sure.
the weekend.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I'm just interested in whether people think this is a big deal. I'll read this statement that came out late Friday from the Milwaukee County Parks Department. We regret to announce that due to a lack of sponsorship, the traditional July 3rd fireworks at the lakefront will not be held this year. While we understand the cherished tradition this event holds for many in our community, we are committed to providing alternative celebrations to ensure a memorable Independence Day experience for all. So these are the big fireworks that always occurred the day before the 4th of July. I think the county for decades wisely understood that a lot of folks want to be in their own communities on the 4th. So this would be the one big event that would bring everybody down for the big show.
Yeah, Falls always has a July 3rd event too. But yes, this is the big, big one.
And it was big both in that it was the premier thing right there on the lakefront, but also because it was a pretty extraordinary show. I mean, if I recall, it went at least 20 minutes, if not a half hour every year, which is pretty long for fireworks. What do you want for fireworks? 10 minutes?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Eric's already out on fireworks.
I don't need 5
because of
minutes.
The drones.
Yeah, well, yeah, the drone show is what I want from now on. And by the way, I'm not suggesting by any means that I'm happy about this. I'm disappointed that this is happening. I love these types of events. I love the pomp and the pageantry of a good July 4th show. So that part is disappointing. But yeah, I personally, as the dad of three, you start to graduate from needing to see these shows.
I think, too, what's interesting is this can be one of those things where everyone's sad about it, and then you ask yourself, but when's the last time you went?
Right.
Right. And I can't remember last time I went down the lakefront on the 3rd.
But clearly a lot of people do.
That is true. So this is a rare situation where oftentimes when you hear a very popular restaurant is closing, you know, well, was it as popular as we remember, or were they closing because they couldn't make it work because people aren't coming as much? This is still a wildly popular event. I don't think the numbers have dwindled in terms of folks who have gone down there. Of course, you have everybody who's done the thing of camping out and staking out their claims and being there overnight and things. Went away for 2 years, right? You had COVID year. And then the next year after COVID, when the county said, we can't put together the staff necessary to put up the fencing and to clean up the park after and do all of those things. And so it went away for a couple of years, then came back. And they're citing lack of sponsorship and the ability to put on this show. When we were kids, it was First Wisconsin for me. And then later First Star, and then U.S. Bank, I think, paid for, because that all merged into that, paid for it as title sponsor for a number of years. And then that sort of went away. And then there was this sort of, are we going to come up with the sponsors? Most recently, I'm looking here, Milwaukee County had American Family Insurance, the Kelbin Foundation, and Town Bank, a Wintrust Community Bank, as the sponsors for last year's show. It's not cheap. The county says, let's see if I can grab the figure here for you. It's $350,000 for the fireworks. And then that doesn't count the additional cost. They say it's about $20,000 for additional staff, labor hours, et cetera, et cetera.
So we were always able to afford it just thanks to the sponsorship, but not anymore because there's no ROI for the sponsor to do it.
Apparently. And get used to this. Like, things run their course. And I think what you're seeing in companies as well is they're being more careful about, you said return on investment. They're being more careful about, I don't know if they're spending less in terms of their charity, but they're targeting that more specifically to see what's, pun intended, what's the bang for our buck,
right, sure.
Here, right?
Well, and it's also easier to track your bang for your buck when you're doing it different ways. If you're doing it digitally, you can see how many eyes are on your product all the time, and you can even specifically hit specific demos if you do that digitally, where for something like this, you know, who's going to buy the or get the bank account who's 18 years old, who just happens to be watching the fireworks from the lakefront. I don't know.
Right. Was I any more likely to bank at First Wisconsin back right. in the day? Because, oh, that's the fireworks people. Okay, I'll go there. I mean, it was more about convenience and all the other things and services.
Sure.
So in terms of what companies are willing to fork over more than a quarter million dollars on an annual basis for, what are we getting as a company in return for that?
But doesn't the community or... Isn't there something to be said for the expectation of the celebration of the country? Like, what do we have coming up here? What do we have in 2026? What will that be?
Will that be 250?
250th celebration of our country? Sorry, folks.
Gets a shoulder shrug? I don't know.
Go to Hale's Corners.
I see what you're saying. I don't know that that's it, though. And the county did put out... Like, look at all of the other fireworks celebrations. We're not done with fireworks.
Oh, of course not.
Right?
Of course.
So they've got Hale's Corners, Cudahy, Glendale, South Milwaukee, and in the city of Milwaukee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, more than half a dozen fireworks shows in the parks that are already going to occur. Never mind what happens in your suburban communities as well. So it's not like we're not having fireworks for the 4th. We're just not having this one big show.
I'm telling you, though, maybe fire up a couple of drone shows instead. Might change some things.
Those aren't cheap either, though. What did you say that one?
Oh, I'd have to look it up after I talk to that guy. I mean, it's expensive, yes. Yeah. It's a lot of money, and it can be a short show, too. It may not be 30 minutes long just because of all the drones you're using.
A couple of texts on this. The fireworks were started in the 60s when they were part of the combined Great Circus Parade on the 4th. Both of which were sponsored by breweries and First Wisconsin and its successors for decades. Few years starting in 2019, some other folks helping out. If the masses of people would clean up after themselves and behave, we wouldn't need all the extra money to clean up.
Ah, so that's why the sponsorships are leaving.
I think fair enough to some degree. I mean, we could leave the parks better when we leave them, but you're going to put 100,000 people down the lakefront. You're going to have a mess. I don't care.
Who texted that?
Well,
is that Scafidi? Is Scafidi texting?
Tell them to clean up. Fireworks, disappointing. Thiensville canceled their Memorial Day parade. Patriotic fervor and mediocre economic conditions are in decline, unfortunately. So, number of things at work here. I think it's more just about the corporate investment and the fact that things sort of run their course. But I think we're going to see more of this. Like, our Gen X generation now is coming of age. We're the full-on adults here. And what we're seeing is things that were around for our childhood, that were hot, that were cooking, that were part of our fabric, are going away. What? Al's Run. Not going to do it anymore. Children's Wisconsin, looking at return on investment for that. They want to do something different, but wasn't last year, not going to be this year. They're going to reimagine that. Like, there's a half century staple.
Movies.
That's gone. You just mentioned the terrible weekend box office.
Worst in 30 years. Yeah, but Gen Xers, aren't they the ones with the money?
Yes, and we're the ones who should be nostalgic for this, right?
Right, so you'd think that if... That demo has a whole bunch of money, or at least more than some of the other generations. You'd think that more things would be directed toward them.
Are people still going to camp on the 2nd into the 3rd anyway? Wow, we always camp down here anyway. It'd be hilarious to see the tents popping up anyway. Big area staked out.
I love it.
Playing their beanbags
and
frisbee.
You and Scafidi, your heads would explode simultaneously.
They would. 8:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Today marks the beginning of the end. But the story is so, so, so far away from ending. Former President Donald Trump's Manhattan hush money trial, closing arguments take place
today.
This is it, the final chance for the defense and the prosecution to present their case to a jury as this historic trial nears an end. Those closing arguments are scheduled to begin later this morning in this criminal trial against former President Donald Trump regarding the alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels.
That's ABC's Lindsay Tuchman. She's in Lower Manhattan. They're going to start today and it'll last a while.
Arguments are expected to last the entire day with the goal for them to be finished today so that the jury can begin deliberations tomorrow. They will be handed a very weighty task, whether or not to convict a former president.
Prosecutors accused Trump of falsifying business records to hide an alleged sexual encounter with an adult film star. He denies all wrongdoing.
What is happening right now? They must have a 9:30 Eastern time start because you got CNN reporting activity in the courtroom right now, basically just the principals beginning to assemble. They mentioned a member of the Trump legal team coming in with a large box of documents. Yeah, well, that's what lawyers do. They,
they
come in
carry
with a box
things.
Of documents.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. So what can we expect from the defense? The defense goes first, then the prosecution will go. Typically, there's prosecutor's defense, and then the prosecutors can come back around.
Can counter.
Yeah. In this case, it's just defense and then prosecution. So what's their strategy on Trump's side?
I think the defense is basically going to say to the jury, these witnesses that were brought to you by the prosecution are not worthy of your belief. They brought you a porn star. They brought you a crooked lawyer. They brought you the publisher of the National Enquirer. And they brought you people who were just after Donald Trump for their own individual reasons.
So that is former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson talking about what you can expect from the defense this morning. So what about the prosecution? Graham Cates says the prosecution may rely on some of its key evidence in finding Trump guilty, including documents that have never been seen before the trial. Graham Cates, CBS News investigative reporter.
A set of handwritten notes on a Trump Organization branded notepad by the company's former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, who was Trump's right-hand man in terms of finances, breaking down in detail the payments to Michael Cohen that prosecutors say was for the reimbursement.
Yeah, if they have these handwritten notes from Weisselberg, he is the former CFO of the Trump Organization, sentenced to 5 months in jail earlier this year after he admitted to lying during former President Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial.
And not to be glossed over, we'll be expected tomorrow before the jury begins deliberations. The jury instructions that come from a judge that former President Trump has railed on as being himself corrupt and biased. What will those instructions to the jury be? I mean, think about this. You take 12 or however many alternates they had, but ultimately 12 people in that room have to become legal experts. They're not lawyers.
Yeah.
What's your legal background, right? So you have to hear from the judge what does the law say about what's legal, what's illegal, and then go back over the evidence and say, okay, was the law violated here? What are our options in terms of conviction? Like, so there's jury instructions that these 12 regular people will get as they sift through these complex legal issues. That's going to be important.
And we should point out, too, that what's on trial isn't the fact that he gave money to Stormy Daniels.
Seems pretty apparent.
Yeah.
And also is not in and of itself illegal.
Right. Now, this has to do with what they falsified business records. That's the accusation to hide that sexual encounter and how they used the money to pay for it.
So court expected to get underway once and for all here in New York any moment now. 8:29 on Wisconsin's Morning News. 8:37 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Richard Gere's on Good Morning America today. Does he have a new movie? Or
yes.
Is it a rom-com?
I don't know.
It's like the king of rom-coms, right? I figure like you look back over his career and it's like every year or two or so, you'd be like, who's a Hollywood A-lister whom I haven't made out with yet? Let's see if she'll do a movie with me.
Right? It was just like, you got to play the hits.
It worked for him.
Right? All right, so I'm going to just play this soundbite from a passenger on an airplane for you.
You just told us that not to worry, and now you're telling us we're about to land in this water.
Okay, yeah. So
in what now?
In this water. That's what she said there. So here's what happened. Passengers on board Spirit Airlines Flight 270 over the weekend. They took off from Jamaica. They're on their way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when the pilot said, hey, we got a little maintenance issue, so we're going to go ahead and turn around and land back at the airport. That's kind of
frustrating. Okay, that's inconvenient, yes.
And then the pilot said, hey, you know what?
We're going to have to put this down, brace for emergency impact.
And when he said prepare for emergency landing, I took my earbud out and I looked at my the two people in my row. I said, did he just say water landing? And they said, yeah.
Yeah. Prepare. We're going to put this thing in the drink.
Ooh.
Weren't expecting that.
We regret any inconvenience the sudden cabin movement might have caused. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
Yeah. Great pulling.
So that passenger, Bettina Rogers, tells ABC, I got intense on the plane.
So we're all frantic in our room. People in front of us is frantic. Everybody starts flipping out. Everybody get like flipped out.
Where's my life jacket? People are digging at stuff, pulling things out of the seats, trying to like put that thing over their head, you know, and blow up your little life jacket that you have.
Now
use
wishing
a little tube, remember?
Yes. Now wishing they'd listened at all any yes. of the times they'd been on a plane to the instructions on the front end of the flight. Right?
So thankfully, the plane was able to get back to the airport in Jamaica and land without a problem. Everyone was able to deplane normally. All passengers were provided a meal voucher after they got off the plane.
Oh, sorry to almost literally scare you to death. The Chipotle yeah. is just up the way here if you want to grab a...
Right, yeah, enjoy that. Enjoy the voucher.
A voucher and for your Jimmy John's.
Everyone was able to be rebooked for another flight to Florida after that. But yeah, there was a moment there when the pilot's like, yeah, we may not make it to the airport. But yeah, thankfully Spirits was able to get them back. Spirit Airlines.
Probably said it in a really calm voice, too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. We may end up landing in the ocean.
Prepare for emergency landing. But that's what you need him to do it,
yeah,
right?
Right?
You can't do it in a crazy way.
You don't want the pilot in the cockpit to be flipping out.
Yes.
Hey, we're all going to die.
Right, no.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
19 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning. They say they got the guy. Important to follow up on these stories because you hear about it when it happens, then you wonder, whatever happened with that? We had another one of these shots fired incidents on the freeway, and Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says they found the shooter.
Which one? Was this from last week?
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, to your point, which one was this, right?
Yeah, there's been a few.
And I think it's important for us to follow up on the results, something that we don't always do well in the news business. We tell you when it happens, and then it's like...
Yeah.
So kind of you and I have sort of committed to following a couple of these cases, and we've got in this case, it's a 19-year-old in custody, and at last report was still being held with charges pending. This is the one, westbound lanes of I-94 about a week ago, I think it's right after we got off with our show,
mm-hmm. Yep.
that they started closing the freeway near the ballpark. So near American Family Field, westbound I-94 headed out of the city, right toward the zoo interchange. Sheriff's Office says this is how it started. A couple of drivers got into some sort of beef. So you had a road rage incident near National Avenue and Miller Parkway. So that would be like if you were getting on the freeway from there, the stadium freeway, as
mm-hmm.
we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right around that area, and some sort of incident ensues that they've categorized as road rage. So maybe somebody cut somebody off. Maybe there were some gestures exchanged, whatnot. Well, the shooter vehicle, and I couldn't tell from the news release whether or not the shooter was the driver of the other vehicle, but nonetheless, they followed this other person onto the freeway. So now they're both on the freeway. So you get right out of that stadium interchange and they're headed westbound now. And then that's when you had the shots fired. Apparently the 19-year-old in the other car popped off a few shots, hit the other vehicle with gunfire. Nobody was hurt. There were three people in that vehicle in all. Deputies shut down the freeway for about an hour. Doing what? What we see them do.
Oh, they all walk the lanes yes. there looking for shell casings. Any other evidence potentially.
Which they have to do, right? You can't... You have to have the evidence.
Of course, of course.
So, but it's a tremendous inconvenience, at the very least, for the driving public. But somehow they got a good description, I guess, of the shooter's vehicle, and they were able to track the teenager down. They arrested him at his home on the south side late last week. So I think what's on us now is to watch how seriously the district attorney's office and the court system ultimately take this. We talk all the time about reckless driving and violence and whatever. But, okay, what are we doing about that? Other than coming on here and whining about it or having public officials say, this has to stop. Okay, well, here's a chance to make it stop. You get a 19-year-old who's armed, ready to use potentially deadly force while driving on the freeway, endangering not only the people who are targeted, but think about, like, what if you connect on one of those shots? You hit the driver of another car. That person's injured but then loses control of the car. You could have a huge wreck.
Right.
Or anybody else who gets caught up in the crossfire. So what will the charges be? And what will the bail be or the bond? I reached out to the DA's office for a criminal complaint. It's possible charges have not yet been filed. This was end of last week when they first made the arrest. So charges are pending as far as we know. So we'll see what they come up with in terms of a charging decision. I don't have a name of the suspect, so I couldn't track whether he's still in the county jail, but presumably is until while these charges are still pending. But then there's the matter of bail. So at some point you'll have charges and you'll have an initial appearance in that which a judge or a magistrate, court commissioner will set that bail. And it's a matter of whether or not that judge will let this very dangerous person continue to be held or out on a few thousand dollars or less. And that's been a complaint of so many people. They're like, okay, you got the person who did it, innocent until proven guilty, as it were, but this is the person that has a stack of evidence mm-hmm. against him. The judge now has the discretion. We changed the state constitution to allow a judge to say this person is too dangerous to just let back out there while this court proceeding happens. And you know, this can take weeks, months longer while these suspects draw this thing out in court. We've been following the story out of Waukesha County with the woman and her, remember her go-tos in the infamous line?
Oh, she has like mace.
Yes.
A gun or okay. a knife?
Or the knife. Yes, those are the go-tos. It's the woman who was accused of shooting up a car on the freeway back the week of Thanksgiving with her baby in the car, driving on a suspended license. She was the one who, in the criminal complaint, told investigators when they tracked her down, yeah, I got three go-tos. It's the gun, knife, or the mace. In this case, it's alleged to have been the gun. Mm-hmm. Rosita Sims is her name. She faces multiple charges in that case, has since, again, this happened Thanksgiving week of last year. She's still out. They set bond at $3,000, and don't blame Milwaukee for that. That was Waukesha County Court. $3,000, she posted it, she's out. Walking around. Her case hasn't even yet had a full hearing. She continues to delay. She pushes this out. She switched lawyers. Now there's a competency question. She's not due back in court even until late next month. All the while, still out there. So we'll see how this one plays out. Again, that one was Waukesha County. This more recent case in Milwaukee County. I am trying to get my hands on the criminal complaint, and then we'll see what happens in the judicial system. We got our eye on it. 8:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. We're watching for showers and storms this afternoon. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the strong side with a high of 66 degrees. Should come to an end tonight, and then we've got a few dry days ahead in your storm team forecast. Right now we're at 60 degrees. Got time to hear it, cicadas again? Yeah, you do, right?
Oh, yeah, give it up for John Cicada.
It's kind of almost deafening.
With billions of cicadas emerging at the same time.
See, the thing with the cicada story is I can't do it now without the cicada. That's okay. The signature.
I got you.
There it is.
All right. Thank you for mentioning that.
So we've talked about how we've got this historic double brood of cicadas emerging that's going to create a convergence, primarily eastern Illinois, where you'll have two broods coming out at once, so they're going to be flooded. We're just going to get our normal crop here. But that's why we've been talking so much about cicadas, and you're seeing so many stories in the news about it. So this is from a minor league baseball game where fans end up on the big replay board. They're plucking these bugs out of the sky and just eating them.
What is that? Odd. It's holding a cicada. No. Oh, no. That's awful. What human being does that? Sorry, we just caught a guy in the stands dip a cicada into a cup of beer and then eat it.
Did you see him? Pancake put it up on the live stream right now, the video. Guy, like, grabs this. It's still wriggling. He just pops it in his mouth.
See, that's different when you're doing it raw, right? Because usually you've told the story of a prepared cicada that you could eat.
There are chefs who will prepare them.
Sure.
Whether they're tasty or not, I don't know. But there's a way, right? You first make sure they're out of their shell. Freeze them. You actually cook them, right? You know, not heard of widespread just grabbing them out of the sky and eating them. That wasn't enough. Another fan gets in on it.
That's a sick, twisted individual right there. And he's just smiling away. I'm assuming that's his daughter next to him. He's still going at it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess other folks are getting in on the act as well.
These guys are just appalled.
This is the fans.
It's not pleasant, and they're showing it on the video board here in right field.
I think the fans are a little grossed out, too. Like, get this off of here. I don't want to see it. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me, and I'm not. You know me. I'll try it.
Right.
But like, prepare it. You don't eat a shrimp that you pull out of the ocean. It's prepared.
Right. Just because something in some state might be edible doesn't mean you should just snatch it.
Right. This isn't a raspberry, and even raspberries aren't always good when you pull them off the vine.
What do we miss today?
All kinds of stuff. Talked about Craig Council.
Just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
All right. Yes, sir. And there it was. That came about. Max Vetrano, your kid, observed the new Icarus ride. What he thought of that.
Nature.
The tower is 145 feet. It's at Mount Olympus, and the ride is called Icarus, to which my son, who is into this sort of thing, said, Icarus, the guy who's literally known for one thing, plummeting to his death from great heights.
Plus, much, much more, including Pat Murphy on the Craig Council stuff, Mark Tauscher on our plummeting movie sales, all that and more on the podcast page.
Expertly curated by Greg Pancake Hill, who produces this program.
All I got to do is text Vince to the WDTMJ Talking text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send it all to you. It's so easy to listen to.
WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Scafidi up next. I've never been much of a guy.